Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.
And finally, as we approach 7 o'clock on this Wednesday evening, markets and company news, our commentator tonight from Momentum Securities, Fahima Adia, welcome to you. So the all share in late afternoon trade above 100,000 points, and really industrials and financials that are seemingly driving the momentum.
Good evening, Jeremy. Yeah, so I think the JSE is benefiting from the stronger global markets we've seen today in general. European and Asian markets were up today. And we also saw US equity futures up this morning. And I think the market's just still reacting quite favorably to the weaker US jobs report we saw, signaling that the Fed rate cuts may come as soon as September. And there's also just been a lot more clarity on the tariff rates for the bigger countries. And that just gives investors more certainty on what to expect.
So really just a short-term blip, perhaps, nothing that is necessarily pointing to longer-term sustainability.
No, not necessarily. I think especially in light of the tariffs of 30% that the US has imposed on us, still a lot of headwinds, I think, to come.
Let's get back to that 30% a little bit later on in our conversation, but I also see that bullion's slipping on dollar strength today.
Yes, so we've seen the dollar strengthen after rates were held steady at that 30th of July Fed meeting over, you know, the past week or so. And basically, the stronger dollar does make gold more expensive for foreign investors. So that does explain some of the weakness we're seeing in gold. But I think given that there's more than an 80% expectation of a U.S. rate cut in September, we could see the gold price recover, you know, given that gold generally performs better in lower yielding environments.
Fahima, the rate cut is one thing, but I also read that traders are reluctant to make any big bets at the moment ahead of Donald Trump's decision on Fed appointments. Explain to us why that would be so important.
Yes, so he's got a couple of candidates in mind at the moment, but it is risky when you've got the president of a country interfering in something that should be independent. You know, the Fed does need to operate largely independently of the president. And for him to be taking steps to, you know, remove Powell and replace him with someone of his choice can obviously compromise that independence. So I think that is really what's giving that uncertainty there.
Let's look at some company news now, Fahima. And yesterday, Nedbank share price slumping more than 5%. There was a revision on full year earnings. The share closing at $234.07. What's the reason for the revision, and what's the share price looking like today?
Yeah, so we've seen a little bit of recovery, but yeah, it looked like the general results were okay given the tough environment. Headline earnings increased by 6%, revenue up 4%. But yes, like you said, it was that revised 2025 guidance that they've pushed down because of just the tough South African environment. They also flagged the risks going forward due to the impact of the U.S. tariffs. And I think just, you know, the weak growth environment we've seen has just been very difficult for banks in general. But on a more positive note, they did say that the South African consumer should likely improve in the next half because of the lower inflation levels now and also the interest rate cuts.
Now, remind us, Fahima, what the company Glencore does, and its earnings have fallen quite considerably. What's the reason for that?
Yeah, so Glencore is a diversified miner. It's been a bit of a tough environment for these miners. It's focused on the production of things like coal and copper. But the share price was down after those results. If we look at the results, it was impacted by the weaker coal price, which has been down more than 20% in the past year. Also, lower copper production due to some operational issues across various of their mines globally, resulting in a fall of about 14% in earnings before interest, tax, depreciation, and amortization. Debt levels also increased in that business. So yes, it's quite a tough environment for these diversified miners in general, for Glencore in particular, because of the big exposure to coal and because the price has been weaker. But I think we could likely see some recovery here in the next half.
Now, Fahima, I'm wondering how the market is responding to the appointment of former Massmart Chief Executive Officer Grant Patterson to Pick n Pay's board. He really was a heavy hitter. He was very successful at the time. If I recall, we also know that Pick n Pay largely on the back foot at the moment. Essentially, its success underpinned by Boxer.
Yes, exactly. So, I mean, that appointment does seem to make sense, given that Patterson, like you said, you know, he does have a strong track record there in the retail industry, and hopefully he can bring that expertise to help turn Pick n Pay around. But looking at those results yesterday, Boxer has been the big performer there. The core Pick n Pay grocery segment is still under quite a bit of pressure, and I think that is going to take quite a bit of time to turn around. But, you know, hopefully with Patterson on board, he could help.
Fahima, Telkom's share price also falling. There was concern particularly over BCX, which, if I'm not mistaken, is its IT division. What's the reason for the issue there, and what does the Telkom share price look like today?
Yes, yeah, so we saw a little bit of recovery. I think it was quite a big sell-off, down more than 10%, seemed like a bit of an overreaction. So just looking at those results, while the mobile data side of the business and fiber did well, like you said, that was offset by that weak performance in BCX. So BCX is focused on basically cloud solutions, digital solutions, and so forth for businesses. But they did say they're bringing in a specialized team to try and bring about a faster turnaround in that subsidiary, but did miss market expectations quite a bit. But it did seem like a bit of an overreaction, I'd say.
Let's move to the financial services sector. And I see the Competition Tribunal has now given the thumbs up, the green light to that joint venture between Tyme Bank and Sanlam. Fahima, just a little bit of history, and how is this going to change, or how does it change or alter the financial landscape in any way? Tyme Bank, of course, one of the new digital players.
Yes, yes. So Tyme Bank's quite a big digital player in South Africa. It's gained a lot of market share over the years. So basically, this merger will see Tyme Bank acquire about 50% stake in Sanlam's personal loan services. And that's just going to enable Tyme Bank to be able to offer personal loans that has credit life insurance embedded into it, and that will enable it to offer unsecured loans, which I think is a very big win for Tyme Bank. And then it will also enable both companies to be able to access each other's customer bases and platforms just to enable cross-selling. So I think this is just the first step in what's more to come. They still need to get the South African Reserve Bank's approval. But yeah, it's definitely a step in the right direction.
At the beginning of our conversation, you referenced those 30% tariffs. It really seems as if South Africa is playing a losing game here. The president now calling for a boost in intra-Africa trade to combat these tariffs, all well and good. But again, the conventional wisdom is suggesting that we've left this far too late.
Yes, I definitely agree with that, Jeremy. I think it's taken far too long. But now I see, like you said, he's considering now working with Southern African Custom Union countries to try and increase trade, deepen ties to just mitigate the shock of this 30% tariff, which could have a significant impact on our economy if we don't find other markets to, you know, divert those exports to.
And just quickly, as we finish, I see the Rand up nicely in late afternoon trade, almost up 1%. I've got it at 17.81 on my screen.
Yes, I think it's just largely due to some dollar weakness. Been a lot of volatility in that dollar price recently, just on the back of these rate expectation cuts in September. So I think that's largely what's driving that.
And we'll talk again next week from Momentum Securities. Our market commentator tonight is Fahima Adia. 1027.